Happy Monday, everybody. Lots of breaking news. Some of that breaking news is that the Madison Teachers Union has demanded to reopen negotiations with the city of Madison. This in the wake of that Act 10 ruling where a Dane County judge declared the whole kit and caboodle to be unconstitutional. Watch that space. That's going to be absolutely fascinating. Another bit of breaking news that I saw come across the line while we got on air here, which, Rupert Murdoch has failed in his bid to alter a family trust whereby he would have been able to consolidate his empire under his son Lachlan and lock in Fox News's right-wing slant. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating? Probably want to get that trust set up right the first time. We've got Dom Salvia joining me at the bottom of the hour. He and I are going to dig back into the Trump interview. But right now, we're going to start with cut three, and I'm going to move through a number of things pretty quickly. And what I want you to be listening for is the actual what's in the house. Okay? Now, this one is the gimme quote from the entire interview, I think. Because remember what Donald Trump said the entire time through the campaign? It was all about Biden inflation and Biden inflation and Biden inflation and border, border, Biden inflation, Biden inflation, border, border. No, I won't sign a national abortion ban. Like, those are the three themes. So you would think whatever he's going to say about tariffs and all that kind of stuff, the main theme would be, of course, inflation's not going to go up because I got this all on lock. But let's take a listen, Cardi. This is cut number three.
Signature promises on the campaign trail, which was to end inflation, to lower prices. You are now proposing tariffs against the United States' three biggest trading partners. Economists of all stripes say that ultimately consumers pay the price of tariffs.
I don't believe
it. Can you guarantee American families won't pay more?
I can't guarantee anything. I can't guarantee tomorrow.
Oops. Oops. And then you would hope that if your entire thing was Biden inflation, Biden inflation, Biden inflation, border, no abortion ban that's national. Remember three themes. Biden inflation, Biden inflation, Biden inflation, border, no national abortion ban. That on the inflation piece, if you, quote, can't guarantee anything, that you might actually be possessed of the facts surrounding inflation under your predecessor, since this was the reason you were telling everybody to vote for you. But let's take a listen here. This is cut four, Cardi.
China, we took in hundreds of billions of dollars, and we had no inflation. In fact, when I handed it over, they didn't have inflation for a year and a half. They went almost 2 years.
What is he even talking? Like, no. And like, wait a minute. If there was no inflation for 2 years, what the hell were you running on? Biden inflation, Biden inflation, Biden inflation. 2 years. No, inflation hit its peak in June of 2021. Joe Biden took office, inheriting Donald Trump's failing economy in January 2021. And by June, we hit the highest peak of inflation. It's been going down since then. Doesn't even know about it. So remember, Biden inflation, Biden inflation, Biden inflation. Well, I can't guarantee anything, and I have no idea what the inflation rate was during my predecessor's term. That, why didn't he say that during the campaign? Oh, how about this one? You know, because tariffs, everybody says they're going to get passed along to the customer. This is going to be cut number 17, Cardi. Cut number 17. He just says, no, they won't. Well, what if they do? Then what?
Destroying the deep state. Do you want Cash Patel to launch investigations into people on that list?
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong cut, Cardi. This is cut seven. Seven, not 17. I can't even read my own writing.
No worries. We'll
get there. Cut seven. My bad. Again, what if tariff costs do get passed along to customers?
Pay more. Will you punish CEOs who try to pass the cost of tariffs onto their customers?
Well, the market's going to take care of it. I mean, actually, the market takes care of it. And if it doesn't, we adjust it somewhat.
The market takes care of it. You mean customers pay more. So I'm just, these three cuts, right, tell you that everything that Donald Trump said about inflation is absolute garbage. Bad inflation. Can't guarantee it's going to be lower. Doesn't know what the inflation rate was during the Biden administration. And quote, the market will solve it or will, what was that? Adjust it somewhat. It's just nonsense. So we had that, the border. I'll talk about that in a minute because he lied about that a whole bunch. And then we're going to cut 16 here. Remember the, like, no abortion ban. It's all fine. Don't worry about it. No abortion ban. He gets asked about IVF. Let's just listen to this nonsense.
Looking for it. And I got a call from Katie Britt, who's a terrific person, senator from Alabama. And she said, sir, we just had a really negative ruling from a judge in Alabama, conservative judge, that
banning IVF.
All of these clinics had to be closed. And she said, and she went into great detail, and she said people are devastated over it. And after literally speaking to her for 5 minutes, I issued an order, in a sense. And
in a sense?
It was a statement from the Republican Party that we are all for IVF and fertilization. Okay. The Alabama legislature met the following day and passed it. It was a beautiful thing to see. And I consider myself to be the father of IVF in a certain way. And the Republicans were very strong on the issue.
But, sir, I want to understand where it falls in your list of priorities. I mean, is this something we can expect to see you try to move on in the first 100 days?
We're going to be talking about it, and we're going to be seeing. We have a lot of other things. I have tax cuts. You know, we'll be.
I just want you to absorb all of that. Because of Donald Trump's Supreme Court, abortion rights were overturned. Because abortion rights were overturned, Alabama judges declared IVF to be unlawful. By the way, other states have been doing so. And he's like, don't worry about it, because tax cuts. That was his response. Don't worry about it, because tax cuts. So to summarize, Biden inflation. Bunch of garbage. No national abortion ban. Bunch of garbage. We'll talk about the border next with my little buddy and more of Donald Trump's lies on NBC Yesterday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.